Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I have the fabulous and glamorous Dr. Lara Devgan, plastic surgeon all the way from Manhattan.
Hi, it's so fun to be here.
And you're visiting LA for what?
I was here in town for my pop-up at Violet Gray, which was really fun yesterday.
Oh, amazing. So for those of you who don't know Dr. Lara Devgan, she's a very well-known, world-renowned plastic surgeon from New York City, and she's CEO of her own skincare line, which is, what's the name of your skincare line?
Dr. Devgan Scientific Beauty.
She's also the chief medical officer at Real Self, which is one of those very popular sites where you can go and read about patient evaluations of their procedures, of when people should do filler versus facelifts, because I'm also head and neck surgery, of course, and I do a lot of surgery, facelifts, neck lift, rhinoplasty, all of the above. But patients seem to think that I only do injectables because of Instagram. Hey, Instagram.
I think the reason for that is that the threshold for people feeling comfortable about sharing their procedures is very different. That, you know, there's so much less stigma associated with a little bit of cheekbone augmentation or a little Botox, a little eyebrow arch, but people still feel a little bit weird about bearing their soul and surgical scars to the world.
That is very true. And I'm a big proponent of respecting people's privacy. But I also want to educate Instagram world out there to let people know that I think filler feels like this kind of magical thing that solves all problems. But you do reach a point where you have to ask yourself, you know, if you have a lot of skin laxity, are you ready to take the next step and do facelift or a neck lift?
Yeah, this is my advice. If you are thinking about whether you need a facelift or fillers alone will suffice, look in the mirror and, you know, look at your face without any makeup on and in the privacy of your own home, and pinch with your forefinger and thumb on your face at the mid face, at the jowl, and in the neck. And if you have more than 1 centimeter of pinchable laxity, or about 1/2 inch in your finger, that's a degree of laxity that fillers alone are not going to fix. So this is kind of my baseline, quick and dirty way of assessing whether somebody's a candidate for a facelift. More than 1 centimeter of laxity in any of those locations, and you need a surgical procedure to fix it.
I would totally agree. And I think that filler can do so much these days, but you'll reach a point where you just either put too much filler and become, you know, very doughy and puffed up like you have filler face, or you're just not going to get the results that you're dreaming of, because we can't Photoshop with filler. I wish we could. We almost can, but we're not there yet. I also love Sculptra. You and I both use a lot of Sculptra in our practices. And I think for people in their 40s, when you're just starting to lose all that youthful facial fat, Sculptra is a nice way to keep the face maintained and augmented without getting filler face. So what are your thoughts on that?
I love Sculptra, but I tend to use it more for décolleté, buttock augmentation, cellulite, and body concerns. In my practice, you know, in New York, people love the contoured and slimmer looking face shape. And in my practice, I like the predictability of hyaluronic fillers. So they certainly have a role all over, but typically what I'm doing in my practice is HA fillers for the face and Sculptra for the body.
That's interesting. You should try more Sculptra for the face, because it is game changing. I love Sculptra in the temples. I love Sculptra for pulling back the jowls at the jawline. And I think it's especially our super skinny New Yorkish models and LA models who and athletes who benefit the most from Sculptra, because their bodies are so gaunt and thin, but you'll see women who have these nice volumized faces because they're doing their face maintenance with creation of new collagen that just is long-term, good, beautiful foundation for the face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think intelligent people disagree on this topic like us. But but if you are, here's one thing that I think we both definitely agree on. If you're thinking about Sculptra, whether it's for your face or body, you need to have realistic expectations about what Sculptra can do for you. Sculptra is not like a regular filler. It's a special kind of filler that induces itself to produce collagen. So you should be mentally prepared for a minimum of 2 sessions of Sculptra in order to see ideal results. And then the benefit you get is a slow growth of collagen over the course of months. It's almost like the first session is planting seeds in a garden and the second session is watering them. And then it slowly blooms over the course of a couple of months. So it's not the same thing as lip filler where you come in with thin lips and you leave with full lips. It's a totally different process.
That's kind of the same speech I give to my patients. I love that. I love that we think the same. I would say 3 to 4 sessions. And I would say for Sculpture for the Face, you need to think about 1 vial per decade of your age. And for Sculpture for the Butt, imagine that a face cheek needs, like, you know, 1 vial on each side. A butt cheek's going to need a hell of a lot more. But it's appropriate that we talk about Sculpture. Did you know it's the 10-year anniversary of Sculpture coming up?
I did not know that.
Yeah, actually, it was in August, beginning of August, but it's going to be celebrated more in September.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. So how's life in the city? What are the trends in New York as far as, like, faces?
The big thing I'm seeing in New York right now is kind of the New York brow, which I think of as a fuller and lower brow as compared to an LA brow, which is a little bit higher and thinner. So the high arch, Bella Hadid, Kendall Jenner, that's a very LA look, whereas the low full brow, like a Taylor Hill and a Natalia Vodianova, that kind of thing, that's more of the New York look. So that's something that's been interesting. The other big thing that I'm seeing in New York is a lot of cheekbone contouring on the sides of the face. So you know how Kate Moss has those cheekbones that cut glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a look that's been popular in New York, as opposed to the super full middle cheek area that you see in, like, a Selena Gomez. That's more of an LA trend.
No, I would disagree. I mean, maybe you're right that maybe some LA injectors are putting Voluma and plumping up people's mid cheeks. I think that's just injector eye. Like, I also really love the high arch zygomatic cheek augmentation.
Yeah. I mean, you're good. So,
thank you. Thank you.
The other thing that I'm seeing a lot of is a subtle lip look. I think subtlety is kind of having its moment. Subtle is the new dramatic. That's what I've been saying lately.
Interesting. I still like dramatic, though. Maybe it's an LA thing. But
there's a place for everything.
There is a place for everything. And on my own self, I probably am not dramatic at all. But I love to see it in beauty icons and all my muses and models out there. So, well, it's so fabulous for you to stop by to talk about faces on our 5-Minute Friday. We should definitely do another collaboration. And Dr. Laura Devgan is coming to lecture at my Mastery of Aesthetics course on October 12th. If you're an injector, you have to come and hear her talk about lips, cheeks, injection rhino, and all that good stuff. And
if you're going to be on the East Coast area, or if you're New York or East Coast based, my Beauty Metrics Masterclass is coming up on September 12th. It always sells out, so make sure to reserve your tickets really soon. And we're going to have a little guest appearance by the fabulous Dr. K, who's going to be talking a little bit more about Sculptra and some of these collagen biostimulating products that we use a lot of.
There you have it, East Coast to West Coast. We give it all to you. Thanks so much for coming in today. And you can find Dr. Laura Devgan. Tell us your Instagram handles.
Laura Devgan, MD. See you there.
See you there. Thanks so much for listening, beauties. And please sign up for my master course. I'm going to teach you all the tips to learn the finesse to be one of the best injectors in the business. And my website is www.beautybydrkay.com. Try my amazing skincare there. And don't forget to find me on Instagram doing fabulous things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K. See you then. Stay beautiful.